That's not to say that enrofloxacin is never used in exotics. I wouldn't say I use it commonly, but there are times, obviously, if indicated by culture and sensitivity, or occasionally in very critical patients where I want a drug that is absorbed well, that is distributed well, maybe to have a more broad spectrum cover, or more likely to tackle one of the atypical bacterial infections such as Mycoplasma or Chlamydophila, which are still so widespread in many of the exotic pet species. However, it's simply not appropriate for many of the common conditions we're seeing. For example, we know that fluoroquinolones have a minimal effect on anaerobic bacteria. So the rabbit and the guinea pig abscesses, which are commonly coming in, enrofloxacin will not be a sensible choice. Equally, we need to consider the route of administration. We know that enrofloxacin injections, I've listed Baitril here, just because that's been most commonly reported, associated with muscle necrosis. So if we're giving the injectable version, we should really only be giving that for a one-off injection. However, the oral version is not well tolerated either. It seems to have quite a bitter taste and so can be hard to administer the full dosage, definitely over an extended course. And then again, we come back to, is it even appropriate at all to use a fluoroquinolone as a first-line antibiotic? And I think most of us would be agreed that it would not be appropriate for the majority of cases.